This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This week on AMI at the Movies on AMI TV, we're breaking out with The Shawshank Redemption, based on the Stephen King novella. It tells the story of two men who bond in prison. Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman play the lead roles of Andy and Red. Tune in to AMI at the Movie Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV with Rumi and I as your hosts. And as a matter of fact, funny enough, coincidence it is, we're the hosts here of Kelly and Company.
Well, every Friday we like to get into some audiobook chat, and our friend Ryan Huey brings us all the stuff, so let's bring him on.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Huey, this is The Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Ryan, I hate to say this, but April's been a pretty slow month for me in terms of audiobook listening. How about you?
How dare you? Thanks for having me again. But no, you know what? There's actually four books that I'm really, really excited about. And I'm not sure if you've watched this, but the hit Netflix series You, the third installment of that just came out in audiobook format, and they're phenomenal. If you think Joel Goldberg is creepy in the show, you should hear this guy's voice. It's unbelievable.
Oh, no.
I can't even watch the show because the books are just, I don't want to say so much better because I do enjoy the show, but it's, to me, there's just no comparing.
Okay.
So it's been quite a hectic month for me already, and it's what, we're on the 16th, so we're halfway through.
Yeah, we are. I think I finished one book this month. You're the only person I know who say there are four books that I'm really excited about.
That's the guy's job. That's why we pay him.
I know. It's amazing. But yeah, I just want to say here that when I'm watching the show, You, the voice of the audio describer definitely balances out the creepy tone of the main character and his aside. Is that what you call it, Kels, in theater? Mm-hmm. When you're hearing his his thoughts.
What he thoughts himself.
Yeah.
Okay. So interesting. I'm assuming, are you, let's say, are you caught up on the show?
Yes.
Are you all the, okay. So I highly recommend going back and listening to the two first books. Yes, I really do. And then I'm about two thirds of the way through, and it came out about 2 weeks ago. This one got put on the back burner because an author asked me to do a review for him.
Oh, that's
well, author asked me to do a review. Yeah, so yeah. I had to kind of, sure, you know what, if you're going to give me a free copy, I'll absolutely do it for you. But really, really cool series. And I hear there's a fourth book in the works already.
You hear this guy? This guy not only gets paid by us, but he can be bought. Yeah, look, here's a free copy. Do a review. Okay.
He loves that.
Oh, you know how expensive audiobooks are when you're not paying credit?
No, Ryan, wow. Actually, I wouldn't know that.
You're asking Kelly, really? Okay. All right, Ryan. So you're always bringing us the latest news in the audiobook world, and seems like everyone just wants to get their fingers into everything audiobook related. So there's some interesting news that you want to share from last week.
Yes. So this actually came out last week, but the release date is set for later in April. And we've kind of hinted at this, and we're like, yeah, who's going to be the first one to do this? You know, we sort of said, we think it's going to be the Giants. We think it's going to be Netflix and Audible, but we were a little wrong. So the first publishing company has announced that they're going to be using a streaming platform like Netflix, but it's actually not Netflix, to kind of put some of their new releases out there. So the streaming platform is available, unfortunately, only in the US. It's the Roku streaming app, and it's Spectrum Audiobooks. So they've partnered up and they've teamed up. And now when you pay your monthly subscription to Roku, you're getting all of everything that they have to offer, the TV shows, the everything, but you're also getting the audiobook experience now too.
What a sidecar we're seeing here with this kind of availability of audiobooks. I mean, I loved it in the days when I could listen to audiobooks through TuneIn Radio, and as soon as they were wiped off of there, you start getting them in other places, including smart speakers, and now through Roku.
No, and you know what? I believe this to be the first of many. I think this is, you know, everyone is a you know, hesitant to be the first, but it seems like everybody wants to be the quick second. So I see this being released, and then, you know what, it's just a matter of time before, hey, look at how successful this is. Let's do this. Let's team up. We're, you know, HarperCollins, we're going to be doing it with them, and we're going to, and it's almost like a battle, right? It's like, hey, who's going to have the most and who's going to have the best partnership and the most availability? So I think this is just a learning point. It's the first step of many, but it's really cool that it's happening, because now, you know, I'm assuming probably a lot of the listeners out there have a Netflix subscription. So it's only a matter of time before, or one streaming platform or another, it's only a matter of time before there's audiobooks incorporated into it.
Yeah. What other stuff do we know about this so far in the way of information floating around?
So the release date that this goes live is April 28th, and there's going to be 21 new releases of Spectrum audiobooks published by them, and they're going to be the full thing. So it's going to be exactly like, you know, watching a movie on there. So you can stream it. So if you're connected to Wi-Fi, or if you have any unlimited data, you can stream your audiobook, but you also have the ability to download it, just as you do, you know, on Netflix. You can download the season one of this if you're going to be on a plane or whatever, and it makes that, so it's the exact same. So that's kind of the big news there. But
what it's going to do for the sound qualities too, because that people are going to be pumping them through their sound bars and so on, that's going to change the whole recording. I mean, already it's great enough, but what little added features and sound or music or whatever they pull out to go along with some of these, it's going to be tremendous.
Well, what an upgrade from trying to do it on YouTube. Did any of you guys?
And you know what? You're
that?
Absolutely right. I hate to say it, but yes. But you guys are absolutely right about this, because, you know what? I was always okay. I'm gonna play my iPod and play my audiobook through my headphones, and that's the only way I'd experienced it. But because I have the Echo, I don't want to say that, we'll call her the A lady, right, Ramya? So, listening through there, the sound quality is actually better than my headphones, right? I'm sure it's not as good as a sound bar or as good as the TV or, you know, subwoofers, whatever you guys have, you know, hooked up, but it's a step up for me. And I can only imagine, like Kelly said, now that he just said that, someone that has, you know, the sound bar or whatever, you know, listening to whatever book, I bet you it's going to be just like a movie experience, just without anything on the screen.
Well, and marking your spots or ways they're going to find for you to be able to fast forward, rewind back to where you were. That's, I think, the trickiest part at the moment. It's not, but I mean, when it comes to accessibility and stuff like that and what you're able to do or not do at the moment, because this is so new, how do you, if you fell asleep, how do you rewind? How do you, what the features are going to be for that? But I'm sure this time next year that'll be handled.
And you know what? There's some pretty standard features that do kind of fall under that category now, right? That almost every streaming service, whether it's audiobooks, music, what you always have the sleep timer, you always have the, you know, this, that, and the other. But so I really think that if they don't have it, then they're doing themselves a disservice, right? Because you think that, you know, if they're able to release, what they're going to do is every month release new titles. So they're going to add at least 5 new titles. If they have the ability to do that, then you should have the ability to, you know, pause, play, and do all your functions. I mean, we can do it through our voices, right? So I'm sure that there's going to be some cool functions released with this. Right now, and just as a side note, they're in beta testing. So there's people out there that already have access to the first 21 releases that are saying, hey, this is what you have to do for this, or this is we're not getting good sound quality, or hopefully there's some accessibility testing. And, you know, they're saying, oh, well, yeah, with VoiceOver, it's great because, you know, you can use it on, you know, your iOS devices, your smart speakers, your TV, there's a whole range of ways that you can stream the Roku app. You can do it on your computer, but unfortunately it's not going to be available in Canada until the summer. I don't know. Yeah. Right. I don't know if, that turns people off, but, you know what, I'm biting at the bit to see how this goes and this turns out, because, I think it's, like I said, the first drop in the hat of many like partnerships to come.
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of things to obviously take in and for them to experiment with, but I totally agree that this won't be the first, or it's the first, but it won't be the last streaming service to be taking on audiobooks. And I think that the fact that this is going on kind of a visual platform, not just, you know, podcasting or other kind of audio necessary platforms, right? Or audio only platforms, is because they're going to start adding visual elements of some sort, like how people are doing visual albums all over Spotify now. I think there's going to be room for that kind of stuff too, for visual engagement. We'll see where it goes with it, but it's...
I think that's also just the bottom line of having everything in one entertainment center, and that's where you go, whether you're FaceTiming with someone eventually, or listening to audiobooks, or as you say, your music with videos that are going to be... It is just everything will be from these televisions.
Yeah, you can hook in however you want to.
Right, and we're seeing this across a lot of platforms, so I would suspect that you're absolutely right. So even Audible now on, I'm listening on an iPod, I know that's old school, but it's displaying the book title and voiceovers catching that. So when I lock the screen, it's like displayed on the screen is you book title by Caroline Katniss, and it's telling me what's displayed on the screen, and it only does it once, which is great because, you know, you don't want Siri interrupting your the real voice you're hearing. But I definitely get what you're saying. I would suspect that they're at least at the start going to display probably the book title or the book cover, pardon me, with the book title and some details, you know, track information, that sort of thing. But yeah, I could see it becoming something much more broad and engaging for those with vision, right? Or even with magnification, they can probably enjoy
that. And with so many of the soundbars being internet friendly, so you can just put your apps on those things and available that way, everything is just going to be wonderful, whether it's audio or video medium.
I can't wait to get my hands on the soundbar. That's one of my big things, and my neighbors will probably say, no, don't get one. But you know what? I'm biting at the bit. You know, maybe a Black Friday sale. I know that's a ways away. Or you know,
say what kind of disgruntled neighbors are they?
When Kelly upgrades, you can have his, right? Right, gals?
Well, it depends if Richardson gets to it first. You know.
Oh, competition. Well, that ended
we'll
real quick.
We'll have to have a Royal Rumble or something, yeah. For Kelly's enjoyment, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So speaking of the apps and stuff, like what's going on there with, because can you utilize it that way from the apps, and what ways right now?
Yeah, so it's actually travel friendly, and you can use it from almost any device, which is really, really cool. So, you know, you have your iPhone, you have your Android, you have your laptop you can use it on. There's a website that you can do it there. There's the app that you can use on the Fire Stick on your TV, your Apple TV. There's all kinds of different things. I even hear that now, this is old technology, but DVD players have direct connections to the internet as well, where you can download your Netflix, your Crave, the main apps kind of thing. So I'm assuming that it would fall under that category too, where you can download it. It sounds like there's, you know, they're not limiting themselves to, okay, you can only use it on your iOS device, but no, you can use it almost anywhere. And the fact that you don't have to stream, you can also download the books. It's really cool, or you can download the episodes or the movies kind of thing. I really like that option too, because I don't have an unlimited data plan.
Right. Also, sorry if you covered this already, but what kind of stuff is going to be released? Do we know the variety of the actual types of audiobooks? You have like 30 seconds.
So yeah, Spectrum is they're most well known for science fiction. Obviously, they're one of my favorites, and they do the role playing games where, you know, like your Ready Player One, the stuff where they're trapped in games and they have to figure their way, that sort of thing. But they do a lot of romance and thriller stuff too. So it's a lot of fiction, but they also have branched into the nonfiction too. So look for new releases every month that kind of branch across all those categories. But I guess the first 21 are their most popular sellers, from what I gather. So over the past couple of years, it'll be their top sellers that they're releasing first to get to get everyone to like them. Good marketing.
Awesome. Yeah, it is really good marketing. I'm curious to see where it goes actually, and to see how often they expand their library and things like that and make it more visually, I guess, engaging for a lot of people. But looking forward to it. Thanks for sharing the update with us.
No, I appreciate it. And, you know, get on book 3 in the U series because it's really, really good.
I will. I actually will. Thanks, Ry. Ryan Huey on the Chatty Bookshelf, joining us every Friday to talk all things audiobooks.
And while you're at it, why don't you get on our Book of the Month?
Okay.
Last month, you busted my chops enough. Wow. Coming up next, folks, it's Cut for Time. Jeff Ryman, he'll join us again here on the program. We'll get to that in just a moment. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.